we'll find that when we praise him, he does stuff that we could not do on our own. We just got to be willing to let go. Hallelujah. Because you ain't strong enough. Repeat that with me. You ain't strong enough. And we're going to talk about that today. Praise the Lord. When you and I can realize how weak we are, but yet how strong we are. Not in and of ourselves are we strong. You ain't strong enough. Then some good things are going to start happening in your life. Amen. Amen. But first, we're going to receive an offering.
It's good to be in the house of God. Good to see your pleasant faces. And if you don't mind, I want to sing a song so you may be seated. And then you can give me a standing ovation. Amen. Jesus, you satisfy my every longing inside. He does. He is the satisfier of our souls. And I want to sing this for the glory of God. God bless you tonight. When I am in need of a friend to stick close by my side, when there's no place to go to escape from the problems of life, you offer safety no one else could provide. You satisfy. Yes, you do, Lord. You satisfy my every longing inside. And you wipe the tears away from my eyes when I cry. Thank you, Jesus. You give me hope, joy and peace for my life. Oh, Jesus, you satisfy. Although there are times when nothing seems to go right, today's been one of those days. You've always been there to help me get through the night. Whatever I needed, you were right there to provide. Oh, Jesus, you satisfy. Thank you, Jesus. You satisfy my every longing inside. And you wipe the tears away from my eyes when I cry. You give me hope, joy and peace for my life. Oh, Jesus, you satisfy. Thank you, Jesus. Will you satisfy my every longing inside? And you wipe the tears away from my eyes when I cry. You give me hope, joy and peace for my life. Oh, Jesus, you satisfy. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you satisfy. Amen. Let's just praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles this afternoon, I'd like to direct your attention in the great Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 in the Word of the Lord. I'm going to begin reading in verse 9. I'm going to jump right in the middle of a conversation that the Apostle Paul is having with the church at Corinth. And he said, speaking of the Lord, when he was in prayer about something, the Lord replied to the Apostle Paul and said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." For when I am weak, then am I strong. Hallelujah. I want to read to you one more verse of Scripture. If you would, turn with me to Joel chapter 3, verse 10. The Old Testament, the book of Joel chapter 3. Hallelujah. And verse 10, in fact, I'll just read verse 9 and go right into it. "Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong, for when I am weak, and you are, then am I strong." Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you today. We need you this afternoon. I'm asking you, Lord, to just take and just use this time to reach a soul, to reach all of us. Help our limitations, God, to be overcome by your presence. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
Oh, let's love him a little bit before we're seated. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. We thank and praise you for the power of God. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. We give you glory and honor. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We're going to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 26. I'm going to read a little bit of a story here about it. A gentleman that is an object of this conversation today. Chronicles is a history of the kings of Judah and the kings of Israel, some good, some bad, some worth talking about, others not so. Chapter 26 in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. If you don't know how to navigate your Bible, there is an index at the beginning, a table of contents, rather, and it'll tell you what page it's on for you. We're going to begin reading at verse 1 and want you to pay close attention to what we read. "When I said to you today that you ain't strong enough, I did not say that to put anybody down. In fact, when we realize that we're not strong enough, when we realize our need for God, Jesus said, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit.'" He wasn't glorying in the word poor. What he was saying was, "Blessed are those that know they need me. Blessed are those that quit telling me I've got it all figured out. I can save myself. I'm going to spend all my time reasoning this out. You can't do it. You ain't strong enough." That's why he writes in the Word of God, "Come, let us reason together. Me and you. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as snow." When you're done thinking, come to Jesus. Hallelujah. come talk to the Lord and listen to him a while. When you're all wore out in your head because you're trying to figure stuff out, just come to an understanding as fast as you possibly can. I can't do this on my own. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah after the king slept with his father. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. How would you like that responsibility? And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. Long time this young kid reigned. That's a long time to be a king. 52 years. Wow, we're ready to quit a job after five. Time to move on. Praise God. The days of those types of Americans are over. In fact, we have a hard time just getting certain types of Americans to start a five-year stint. I'm waiting for the congregation to say, preach now. Come on, preacher. Hallelujah. And I'll say like some, I'm preaching. I've already started. Don't wait for me. Hallelujah. But I'm having fun here. But it's true what I just said. If you never start with God, you'll never finish with him. If you never start with him, you'll never discover how good he is and how powerful he is. You'll never figure out what we testify about, what we sing about, what we shout about, why we live what we live every single day of our life, and we're happy about living it. I am not a prisoner. Hallelujah. I'm free, as the song says. Free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. Hallelujah. No more chains are holding me. You want to live for God and be free from yourself, from sin, from the power of Satan? You can do it. Brother Tim testified today about how God set him free. I like going to a church service and just testifying one more time. He can still do this. He can still do it because you ain't strong enough. But you'll never experience it until you come to a place where you give up and let Jesus be the strength that your life needs. Oh, hallelujah. You'll never overcome any addiction without Christ Jesus the Lord. You can try to develop all the willpower you want to. Most people don't have it anymore. And they don't have the money to go buy it. From a bunch of people talking into their ears to convince them how they can overcome something without the overcomer in their life. You need the overcomer. The faster you and I can get to a place where we acknowledge, I don't have the strength, I am not strong enough, it'll be the faster you run to the Lord and you cry out to God with all of your heart and you reach for God with every part of your soul. That's what he's looking for. All right, I'm getting ahead a little bit, but that's all right. It's only 4 o'clock and Jesus hasn't come yet, so I've got time. So he reigned for 52 years, long time. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Praise God. God hasn't changed. You stop seeking God, and trouble starts coming. Duh. Hallelujah. That's all I'm going to say to you in 21st century English. Duh. You should know better not to stop seeking after God. Hallelujah. Thy face, O Lord, will I seek. He has not changed. Times have not changed him. Wars and rumors of wars have not changed him. Jesus said these things are going to happen, but the end isn't yet. What's he saying? So you just keep on trucking. You keep on running, you keep on praising, you keep on worshiping, you keep on walking, you keep on trusting, you keep on seeking after God. Hallelujah, 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 amen. All right. Verse 6, and he went forth and warred against the Philistines and brake down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod and built cities in Ashdod among the Philistines. So he just kind of walked in and said, no, you're not in charge here. And God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians that dwelt in Jerubbaal and the Mahanims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah because they didn't want to get their behind kicked. And his name spread abroad to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he made had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, and husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. So he was one farming type of king. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account, by the hand of Jeiel the scribe, and Messiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600, surrounded by might. And under their hand was an army, 300,000, 7,500. So 307,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and coats of mail or harbingeans and bows to sling and cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Hallelujah. One strong king. I wouldn't want to try to come up to his house uninvited. I'll have some stone flying off a tower towards me. But he was strong, and he was surrounded by thousands upon thousands of fighting men. He was marvelously helped. I mean, this dude was so helped, he had help to spare. His barns were full of help. But when he was strong, emphasis on, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple. We talked about this some good while ago. And went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they withstood the king and said, you're not supposed to be here to burn incense unto the Lord. This is a job for the sons of Aaron. This is what we do, not what you do. What are you doing here? We're consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord. And Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, a leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out of there. Yea, himself hasted also to go out because the Lord had smitten him. And he was a leper unto the day of his death. He dwelt in a different house, and he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Pretty bad when you get full of yourself. I don't know what was in this king's head. 52 years he was reigning. Somewhere along the way, he got so full of Uzziah. Overall, great king, did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. But in the end, somehow, when he was strong, when he had everything just right. You ever hear people tell you, when I get it just right, I'll come to church? You lying dog. You'll never get it right. And when you think you've got it right, God's going to say it's all wrong. Praise the Lord. When Lucifer was lifted up with pride in his heart, when he started looking in the mirror and seeing how great he was and how much glory God had put into him, he decided he was going to be God. He ended up having a very bad day. In fact, he's still enjoying that bad day today. Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou fallen? Why? Because he got lifted up in pride. There's something that God doesn't like. That's a proud look. It's an abomination to him. It's not just the look of pride, like, look at me. But it's also pride being defined as, I can do this without you. That is pride. When God hears us and watches us trying to do what we do without him, when we're trusting in ourselves, we're trusting in our thought process, we're trusting in our own ways, we're trusting in other things, when he's the strength of our life, when he's strength that's beyond the strength, he's strength that, look, you could gather up all the strength that's in the world, and all of that's weakness in the eyes of God. You can have all the armies. You'll be surrounded by all of those thousands of mighty men and all those hundreds of thousands upon thousands of soldiers. You can have all these bulwarks. You can have all of these military operations. Your fame can be everywhere. You can just feel like, you know, nobody. I'm Uzziah. But it will go wrong. Pride before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. Pride clouds judgment. Pride will cause you not to think right and not to do right. Obviously, I don't know why it got into this man's head that he could just walk into the temple and do something that he knew in previous years was not his job to do. But when you depart from God and you trust in yourself, you do stupid things. Praise God. You stop praying because prayer is a manifestation of trust towards God. All right. Let's go to Isaiah 6. Praise God. I've only been a few minutes. I think you understand where I'm going, but I'm going to try to thrust a point home today and maybe see somebody come to prayer today that's saying, God, I ain't strong enough. Hallelujah. I ain't strong enough. Thank you, Lord. Stop trying to be strong enough. Isaiah 6, we're going to begin reading at verse 1. It's a familiar passage. I'm sure you've read it before. Still trying to work through these new pages, Sister Lynn. Some of them still stick pretty good. It's a great Bible. It's big enough for me to read. Isaiah 6 and 1, in the year that King Uzziah died. Same king we just read about. After 52 years of reigning, he was in a separate house, smitten by God with leprosy, because God said, you're not supposed to be here, bub. When you got 80 priests chasing you, not acknowledging the fact that you're the king, they're more concerned about, you're in big trouble. And they were running and racing against time for him because they knew what God could do. See, preachers sometimes just look stupid, but we understand some stuff. Amen. I don't mind looking stupid as long as I'm not. But there are times we have to just go after some things, no matter what position they hold. Your position doesn't override God's position. And there's all right, let me just read and I'll explain myself. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. What a message in Scripture. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Right. Let me read this again. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. In the year that pride died, in the year that arrogancy died, let me just talk to you like this. In the year that you give up and realize I ain't strong enough, you'll see the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. As long as you keep trying to fix you, you'll never see Jesus. But as long as you're willing to humble yourself and pray and seek the face of God, you're going to see the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not you high and lifted up, but God high and lifted up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this is what Isaiah the prophet, the man of God, is saying. He's saying, in the year that Uzziah died, and I'm not blasting Uzziah, but in the end he made a mistake that was costly to him. See, he trusted in himself like many of us do. But God wants to be trusted. We read where Paul was talking about his infirmities and things that he was going to and he's going through. And he was talking to the saints of God who were glorying about this and that and the other. And he said, I could be like you. I could glory in all the things that God has done for me, but I'll just glory in the fact that when I'm weak, then am I strong. When I'm going through stuff that I can't control, when I'm being persecuted for his name's sake, and I'm realizing every day that I'm a mortal human being that's enduring a lot of affliction. I'm going through some hard stuff. That in the midst of this hard stuff, which I'm not thankful for, but in it I'm going to be thankful. And I'm going to glory in the fact that God's strength will take me through this. Because I'm trusting in his strength, because I'm not strong enough by myself to go through what I'm going through. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I know his strength is sufficient for me. That's what God was speaking to him about when he said, look, I've just had enough. My grace is sufficient for you. In other words, you can keep on keeping on because you're not alone in this, bub. My grace is enough for you. That's what he's saying. It's sufficient. For when I am weak, then am I strong, because I'm living and I'm operating in a strength that is beyond me. The prophet said, in the year that Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. See, old King Uzziah forgot that he was a king, but there's a King of Kings. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And while he might have gloried in all of his victories and all of his battles, and while he walked in his palace with his robe, praise God, with his train, it was Isaiah who later said, when he died, when Uzziah was dead, he said, I saw the Lord in his robe. Not Uzziah's robe, but the Lord's robe filled the temple. His majesty filled the temple. His battles won filled the temple. Uzziah had nothing on God. Neither do you or I have anything on God. I could never win so much that I outwin God. It's his glory that fills the temple, and his glory that's always going to fill the temple, and he will not share his glory in what he can do in your life with you. That's what's being said here today, and that's what I'm trying to emphasize in reading this verse of Scripture and sharing these verses with you in the Word of God. Let the weak say, I am strong. When you feel like you're at wit's end, and you're hopeless, and you're helpless, and you're worthless, God is the one walking by you and saying, will you be made whole? If he can heal a cripple, he can heal an addict. I promise you, and I've been around a lot of addicts in my life long before I ever came to church. Spent time with them. Doing some of the things that they did as a young kid. So I wish I didn't have that testimony. I wish I didn't have that memory. But I know the state of mind that drugs and alcohol can put people in. And it's not a godly state of mind. I know when they get to that stage, they talk about killing themselves because I was there. And I know why they go back for more drugs, because they're trying to escape the mindset that the downside of what they just took put them in. But they're too dumb to realize that it takes you high, but it throws you down low. Wouldn't it be nice in the middle of all of that, that when you're willing to turn from that wickedness, that you'll see the Lord high and lifted up? You'll see the Lord also sitting upon a throne. See, when Stephen in Acts chapter 8 was being stoned to death, and even though he was enduring some things in his humanity, even though he was dying and he knew he was going to die, the Word of God says that Stephen looked beyond what he was going through, beyond the weakness of his flesh and the inability of his flesh to be able to endure more stoning. He looked up and said, I see Jesus. Nothing that I go through is going to stop me from seeing the Lord also high and lifted up, high and lifted up. Look, no matter what you go through, if you could just get to the point where you can see the Lord, you can see the Lord high and lifted up. Hallelujah. And his train, that's what it's saying. The train is the hem, the border of the kingly robe. His garments, listen to what, dear Jesus, it fills the temple. That's what Isaiah is saying, that the Lord fills the temple. Praise God, his victory fills the temple. And it was that woman with the issue of blood that said, if I could just touch that train. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be made whole. If you can get it in your little lousy brain, if you can get it in that small peanut-sized brain of yours, if I can just get close enough to touch that train that fills the temple, I'll get a hold of a strength that's greater than an engine that can throw stones, a sling that can sling stones, than armor and mail that I could wear to defend myself. It's greater than my own human reasoning if I can just get close enough. Hallelujah. God's going to heal me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen today. I'm not yelling at anybody. I'm just trying to express to you that God wants to put it in your little mind of yours, in you that he loves. You're not strong enough, but I am. That's why the psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, Jesus. See, some people, the reason why some people live so distraught is because they can't see the Lord high and lifted up. They're too attached to all their stuff. I got to get the towers in place. I got to make sure I got embankments over here and armies. And that's why God was so displeased with David when Satan tempted him to number the children of Israel. Wanted to make sure he had enough, you know. A departure from trusting in God. God wants to be the source of your strength, not all your little gadgets and inventions and praise God, making a name for yourself. And he was strong to the point where he just felt like he was untouchable. Apparently he wasn't untouchable. The Lord smacked him with leprosy and said, you're not as strong as you think you are. I don't want to be strong in the wrong way. When Uzziah was strong, when he was strong, he did something stupid. When we get strong and full of pride, and I'll fix this, we do stupid stuff. But when we humble ourselves and pray, we just let things be, and we continue to seek after God, because as long as he sought after the Lord blessed him. But this one day, he just went stupid. I don't know how to make anybody do anything. And I'm telling you, no matter how much we love you, I'm not losing sleep over you if you reject the word of God. I don't want to sound nasty and mean and uncaring, because I care. I care enough. I'll be praying and crying and reaching unto God for souls that need to understand they need God. But I can't make you do anything. Somewhere you've got to grab a little bit of smarts, any ounce of smart thinking that says, I need to go pray. I just need to come to Jesus. I just need to humble myself. Praise God. No matter what state of mind you're in, no matter what you've been through, if I can get through to you today that I need God, then I have been successful. In the year that King I Am Strong died, isn't it amazing when some church people go carnal? When they get spiritual again, you see the Lord again. Let me say it like this. Years ago, there are moments in my life I have pictures of people who once prayed and fasted, sought God. Spiritual people. People you just love to be around because there was always that presence of the Lord. But when the lights went out, you could no longer see the Lord high and lifted up. All of a sudden, there was a countenance there that had replaced the Lord, and it was pride. It was, I know. And it was a self-exaltation, but it wasn't the exaltation that comes from God. In the year that you and I are able to pray and humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, in that year, when that happens, when we die, the scripture says you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. That means dead to sin, no longer alive to it. Then we'll see the Lord. Also, do you hear what Isaiah is saying? In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and it was his train that filled the temple. God wants all the glory. It's kind of like Isaiah was saying, when Uzziah died, then this feeling that was in the kingdom, this something that was being sort of personified, that was all about man and man's ability to do it for himself. When that just died, I saw the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When people trusting in their own strength, trusting in chariots, trusting in horses, trusting in princes, trusting in their own ability to pick them up by their own bootstraps. When that all died, there was Jesus. I could see him high and lifted up. You and I today need the Lord, and we need that train that fills the temple. That's just simply saying that in God, in that temple of the Lord, is where all the strength is. The one who never loses a battle. He defeated Goliath because he walked out there, and in so many words, paraphrasing, said, his train fills the temple, today you're falling. He's saying, I serve a God who doesn't lose battles. A God who, when he says, take up thy bed and walk, you're going to take up your bed and walk. A God that said, what will that you that I should do unto you? What do you want me to do for you? If you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus is saying, I will. Are you smart enough to hear him say it? Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Let's pray.